HQ presents Safe and Sound by Philippa East. Read by Josephine Arden. Chapter 1. Last night, I began to worry about Charlie again. An appointment letter arrived yesterday, blue and white logo at the top. Maybe it was because of that letter that I lay in bed, unable to sleep, staring at the ceiling, thinking about him. Replaying every one of his actions and movements from the week, checking them in the slow motion of my mind. Did his speech ever slur? Did his thinking seem confused or slow? Did his emotions wander out of control? I went over it again and again, trying to assess him and myself, feeling the tightness take hold of my ribs. This morning, though, in the bright light of day, Charlie seemed absolutely fine. His chatter over breakfast was so clear and clever, and when I got him to reel off everything I'd packed into his school bag, my own tiny, reassuring test, he didn't miss a single thing. I kissed him. Well done. Feeling ridiculous for worrying. But even now, as I hurry down the hill from his primary school, I can't quite seem to make the thoughts go away. When I reach the office, Emma is at her desk, her pretty face smiling up at me. Morning, she says, and then a beat later, good weekend. It's like throwing a switch. I feel my back straighten. I automatically lift my chin up. I smile back at Emma, though my lips still feel numb from the February cold. Arriving at work each morning, it's like another version of myself that I shift into. My professional role. My competent self. Even my speech comes out a little bit different. Oh, yes, it was. Thank you, I reply. Even though it was just me and Charlie, the way it always is, the way I tend to keep it. Even though nothing happened but my worries. How was yours? My tone is polite. Clipped. Oh, you know, she says, glancing down at her smartphone and up again. Busy. I always feel like I need Mondays off just to recover. She gives a little laugh. I nod, as though I know what she means. I made you tea, Emma adds, pointing to my desk. A full mug sits there, still steaming despite the cold. It takes a while for the heating to warm up in this old building. Oh, I say awkwardly. Thank you. When I get this way, worries in the night, I try to avoid caffeine. But Emma isn't to know that. How could she? I sit down at my desk and wrap my hands around the mug at least, enjoying the heat of it. The room is still chilly, and I keep my smart wool coat on while I switch on my computer and open up the files, the allocation that it's my job every day to check. My list of tasks for this week is clearly set out, little tabs with my name against each one. Such a sense of order it brings. A whole framework to contain the day. Predictable tasks that fill my head with to-do lists and give so little room for other thoughts. The radiator behind me clicks and gurgles as I pull out my notebook to write out a plan, following the careful system I have, my way of doing each little thing. The housing association I work for is a big organisation now. We took over from the local authority last year, maybe took on more than we could handle. I've learned the hard way how chaotic this job can potentially get, with all the situations that can arise.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?